No one's ever listened to a song and been like, the thing that I love most about this is how emotionally repressed the artist seems. I think a huge factor in great music is sort of harnessing sort of a freedom and sort of a liberated state of expression, a liberated state of being, and within that kind of comes the inherent confidence and the sort of belief that what you're doing is okay. You're not necessarily what you're doing is good, but what you're doing is okay. It's okay for you to do. It's okay for people to hear. It's okay for everyone else. And I truly believe that taking your music to the next level has to do in some way with engaging with yourself in that way and promoting a sort of a freeness of your nature, being liberated sort of psychically, spiritually, metaphysically, however you need to think about it. And I don't necessarily have any tips on achieving that state. I do think that consistent practice and consistent work makes accessing that state easier as what you're doing and your writing and your music becomes more and more second nature to you. It becomes more and more automatic. But I also think you have to address what's going on within you and finding an acceptance of what you have to say, what you might not realize you have to say, what might sort of inadvertently become expressed. And I don't really have a path for this, but I think you need to concentrate on finding sort of a freeness. And for me, I think a lot about athletes. I think athletes, in a way, are inadvertently engaging with something which is very close to this, which is like all the practice, all the training, all the time, you know, watching the replays of their games, analyzing the footage, and all of this works towards a moment of just automatic action. And the more automatic the action is, I think the less concerned with itself it can become, because it doesn't have time to inhabit that space. So please become free.